Jessica, the phone.
Jonathan, cancel my 10 o'clock.
Connor, get in here. Connor.
Bring me my lunch.
What's my password?
Rachel, where were you? Were you in the bathroom?
Hold on.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
Hey, what's your face?
No. I said no onions. I said onions are fatal. As in, if there are onions, I will be killed.
I know it says do not duplicate, but my boss says do duplicate. And right now, her rules supersede the state of New York.
Well, guess what, Janet? I've got a master's in sociology and nothing else to do today. So put me on hold as long as you want, because I'm not hanging up until his seat is bumped to first class.
I'm coming.
Hi, Sammy. He wanted me to let you know that he's breaking up with you and he needs you out of the apartment by 6 tonight.
You think you can break up with me? I want to talk to Richard. Get that asshole on the phone.
Get this to my doctor. Better still be warm when he gets there.
And ask if it's contagious.
Be free. Save yourself. Are you trying to starve me?
No.
My bones are eating themselves to stay alive. Order me that thing that I like from that place with the gay waiter, the closeted one.
So we are doing a second dinner.
To make sure that this is a 10,000 steps before Yavuz gets here tomorrow, I do not want him to think that I was not working out between sessions.
Got it. Hi, yes. Oh, my God, I've been here holding for so long. Yes, the truffle, mac and cheese, potato salad, and a hamburger. 45 minutes. Is there any way it could be 5 minutes instead? No? That's fine. I'll be here for the next 45 minutes. I'll be here forever.
Just waiting for my boss. Rick Otis, he invented Shark Tank, Forbes 40 under 40.
Door areas for members only.
Yeah. Just gotta call my girlfriend. Name's Suze. Very pretty. Suze, baby, Rick's working a little late at the Jester
okay.
Club.
No, can I just keep... He was wasting my time. I'm out.
How'd it go? You gonna invest?
I'll invest in that company when they figure out how to dip their dicks in ink. And write the Japanese symbol for horse shit. Do the thing.
Think of seared cod, some melt in your mouth uni, buttered carrots, mashed potatoes, crispy onion rings.
Okay.
I will see you tomorrow.
Hey, what are you talking about? You're coming with me back to the office.
Oh. Should I order you some dinner?
Of course not, man. I just had my juice. What's the matter with you?
I know, it's just sometimes you end up wanting dinner.
Shut my damn door.
So, tomorrow, we're going to post the Alex Morgan profile in the morning and the Belichick interview in the afternoon.
Hold the Belichick interview. Josh is writing like he's still at the Post.
The lineup is about the story behind the score. I need fresh eyes for a rewrite. Did you return my blue jacket?
Yes. And after a two-hour-long commute to their warehouse and a very intense conversation with their saleswoman that ended with both of us in tears, I got you a full refund.
I want it back.
Absolutely.
What else?
You owe RSVPs to a few parties, Polly's wedding, Annie's baby shower, Bridget's baby shower, Alice's son's birthday. You RSVP'd to Jane's wedding, but they just need to confirm you're okay with sharing a room with Helen since you're both coming alone.
Do they need me to confirm that I'm going to spend $1,000 a night to share bunk beds like kids at sleepaway camp?
No.
This site is less than a year old. I can't be expected to attend every friend of a friend's kid's third birthday. So decline every invitation and send a $200
gift.
And there should be three times as many story ideas by now.
Well, I might have a story idea. Actually, it's not fleshed out or anything. I haven't cracked it, so...
Oh, good. So you're telling me it's bad before I've even heard it.
This thing called the Jerry Olympics. It's an Olympics for senior citizens. And they have races and ping pong and Nerf basketball and weightlifting. I mean, yes, people think it's silly. People think it's silly, but... But it gives them something to live for. And a lot of them were athletes who never even got a chance to, like, to live their dreams. Sometimes I get emotional over sports, just how they can provide your dinner, which I'm gonna go get right now.
What's my tomorrow like?
I moved your lunch to Fiore's. Kiki wants to set up a time to go over divorce papers.
Okay, you can tell Kiki she can light her stuff on fire.
If she calls or...
Look, you tell her she don't divorce me. I divorce her. And then call my lawyer and tell him to counter-serve her for serving me.
I don't know if legally...
What is this? I hate it.
This is your son's science project. That's a fun play on when life gives you lemons. Because I'm using lemon battery to power...
Where's my dinner?
Did you want dinner? Because you just...
No problem.
Coming right up.
I order from you guys like three times a week. You know that I'm good for it. I literally have three credit cards. I can write you a check?
It's cash only.
What if I told you I could pay you triple tomorrow?
Cash only.
What if I told you this face was just a mask and I'm actually a 100-year-old gypsy who will curse your family for generations?
Cash only.
What kind of grocery store does
saffron-infused Kobe beef cooked medium rare?
I go up there and ask for cash, so my only two options are for you to help me out or for me to finally commit a felony.
Hi.
Whose food is this?
It's mine.
You have 3132. It's all yours.
I have cash. I have so much cash.
No. Hey, okay, that's my boss's dinner, and if I'm not upstairs in the next 2 minutes with that food, I will get fired. Can I borrow some money?
No, because now this is my boss's dinner, and if I'm not upstairs in 2 minutes, I'm going to be fired.
No, you won't. Look at you. You'll just swoop in with your lacrosse stick and your fraternity connections, and you'll keep getting promoted for no reason. I need that food.
$32, keep the change. Thank you.
Is this happening to me? I will not forget this.
Whatever.
Wait, sir, sir. There are two dinners, one for me and one for her, so we could split it, okay? I can take one to my boss, and you can take one to yours, please. This is DEFCON 5.
You know DEFCON 5 is a good one, right? It's when everything's safe, international travel's fine.
DEFCON 1, you know what I mean.
What are the meals?
Okay, I'm going to take the truffle mac and cheese, and you can have the burger.
Are you insane? I'm not going to give him a plain hamburger. It's a man of taste.
Okay, I'm going to fix this, okay? See what I'm making? The truffle cheeseburger with kale. This burger could win awards.
Pickle is my dinner.
No.
What?
I'm not going to give him a truffle cheeseburger without a pickle. I want to be paid back tomorrow. 8% interest, liquidity preference.
Do I look like somebody who can afford interest? I steal my toilet paper from the office bathroom.
Well, you should really learn to keep cash on you.
You should really remember to order dinner before everything closes.
You know that pickle? That aforementioned pickle? That wasn't for my boss. That was for me.
You're a monster. Oh, hi. I'll need you in here a half an hour before me tomorrow. Okay, what time would that be? Do you want your food? Okay.
I'm here.
You took too long. I'm in bed.
Okay, perfect. I'll get in with you.
I'm already asleep, baby.
I can wake you up with my penis. Not with my penis, obviously. You'll be fully awake when it touches. You know what I mean.
I have an early shoot tomorrow, and if I don't get 8 hours, my face is gonna be puffy. Can I call you in the morning?
Yeah. Sweet dreams, princess.
You can wake me up with your penis.
This should be the final play of the game unless there's an offensive penalty.
You're up! Oh my god!
Hi!
How was your date?
Oh, it was good. He's in my room right now drinking Gatorade to recover from our vigorous lovemaking.
Nice.
Really?
No, I worked too late. I didn't make it in time.
Oh. Dude, loved Kirsten's article about Cleveland fans. I sent it to like 10 people.
He did.
Wasn't it awesome? How was the party?
Gilbert was there.
You haven't seen him since...
Since she had sex with him in the handicap bathroom on the Acela?
You told him about that?
No, I could read it from your elegant hand code.
I tell him everything, Harp.
Yeah, if we had to avoid every guy she's ever had sex with on some sort of public transportation, we'd never leave the apartment.
Shut up.
Do you want a glass of cold water?
Yeah, I would love it.
Okay.
I love you
so much.
Thank you.
Love you, Mike.
I love you, Harper.
He's such a dork. Oh, God, I love him. I love you. I gotta go to bed.
Sweet dreams.
Night.
Get in it!
What? No way! No way! I said no. I'm getting! I said yes! Ah!
Oh my god! We're not old enough to get married, though.
What? What?
Congratulations! Congratulations!
I'm so happy for you!
Yay!
Oh my god!
Hey, buddy.
What?
How long have you been there?
You're sitting alone in the dark?
Mom, do you have a guy over?
Why do you always assume I have a guy over? Not all gay guys are having sex all the time.
Don't you have to teach in a few hours?
I can't sleep. I'm setting up this art show for this kid in my class. He lives in a homeless shelter with his mom, so I think he's good enough to get into one of those magnet schools.
Well, today I get a waiter fired for dripping condensation on Rick's pant leg. So, I also feel good.
You know, when you get promoted, you could be one of those rich guys that donate school supplies, you know, so you don't feel so bad about yourself. We love that guy. We make him a card every year.
I'll call you later.
You better. Okay, technically this time I did have a guy over.
Jim Martin's leaving. He's going to be a VP at Sequoia Capital.
Are you serious? He's jumping associate and going right to VP?
Yeah, it's Rick, dude. He knows everybody there. If you've got his stamp of approval, it's the golden ticket.
But Martin's barely 30. We were talking to you, dipshit. Go get Rick a smoothie.
I don't get Rick smoothies. He's on the juice clones.
Paying student athletes is such a hot button issue. You couldn't back off a little bit? I mean, you're implying we're getting rich off the backs of poor kids.
We're not implying it, we're proving it. Your AD bought a $2 million boat last year, and your star player is on food stamps.
Kirsten, we are all a big, happy family here. We've always liked you.
And we really like what you're doing here, but don't try to make a name for yourself by burning bridges.
I sent you that article as a courtesy. I'm not changing a word, but I will send you the link when it is live.
Kirsten? It was incredible.
Oh, Felix! What are you still doing here? Where's my lunch?
I'm gonna go get it right now.
Tell me something I don't know!
For those ETFs you asked for? Intern?
My name's Bo.
I don't give a shit.
It's just, it has to be where syllables fit, intern.
You're gonna cover Rick's phone. I'm gonna get lunch. All right? Don't pee, don't zone out, don't sneeze. All right? Just cover his phones, try not to exist. Do not ever, ever connect his ex-wife.
Do I tell him if she calls?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're gonna slather my dick in ink, and you're gonna use it to write the hieroglyphic for the word no.
Hey, I don't know hieroglyphics.
I'm sorry, that was way over the line. But no, don't tell him. Go. Baby, do not put on any more clothes. I'm coming over. Ah!
Someone's ass is fired! Bobby, bring me someone's ass!
What happened? I think he's upset about this.
Ex-wife.
Kiki Otis is... Oh, that makes sense.
There's no non-legal commitment to him. You showed him this?
You didn't say anything about his mail.
No,
non-legal.
Rick?
What is this? Bulletproof glass?
Where's Pencil Dick?
I feel like I'm Pencil Dick.
You're fired.
Charlie, take his work. I don't ever want to see Pencil Dick's face again.
Pencils can be all lengths and girths, so the joke's on him.
Obviously, you're talented. You don't have to keep convincing us. Why don't you start by taking out all the adjectives?
Thank you so much.
Anything for Dartmouth grad. Anyway, it's late. Get out of here.
You are so lucky to work for her.
I know.
I reached out to her through the alumni magazine, and she responded right away, and now she's going to be my mentor. She's amazing.
Harper, I'm going to take a nap. So just wake me up at midnight. Oh, but don't startle me. Play a lullaby or something, then just slowly increase the volume.
Okay.
Hello?
Holy shit!
Here's your stupid interest.
There you go.
What are you still doing here? Are you like a janitor or something?
Do I look like a janitor? No. I work for Kirsten Stevens.
Who?
The sports reporter from ESPN.
Okay.
She got Roger Goodell to admit that he'd seen the video. You don't know her?
She broke the Penguins concussion protocol story that literally changed the NHL.
But what are you doing here?
I can't leave until she leaves. And she never leaves. So, I'm always the last one here.
I'm always the last one here.
No, you're not.
Well, even when Rick's not here, I'm here.
Kirsten keeps a cot in her office.
Rick keeps a Tempur-Pedic cot in his office. It's like the Tesla cot.
Kirsten's like if Miss Piggy and Voldemort had a baby and that baby had low blood sugar and hadn't had sex in a year.
Don't talk about babies having sex. What's wrong with you? Do you want some? Rick throws away any liquor that costs less than $200.
We're at work.
It's almost midnight. Grow up.
It's been so long, I have the tolerance of a fetus.
Self-loss, so putting it behind us. Looking forward to the next game.
The third glass is still bad.
If you could watch the ball as well as you're watching my tits right now, you guys could have made it to the playoffs.
I want to have an article on her site someday.
Oh, my God. Would you look at this? Suze gets invited to all this cool shit. I miss all of it.
I miss everything. It's so long since I've been to a party or made out with a guy. I don't even remember how. It's like my tongue has atrophied. When my mom was my age, she had me. I've never even had a boyfriend. Here.
But you're like a grown-up.
Take that back.
And not even like a camp boyfriend?
I'm going to end up like Kirsten. Like buying $1,000 throw blankets and sleeping with my computer.
See, that's why she's so mean. She's sleeping with a laptop. She needs to get laid.
She needs to be made love to.
Well, Rick needs to get laid.
The two of them are always in this office. Let's just lock them in a room together so they can have sex with each other. Think about it. We steering them out of the office, and then when they're boning, we're free.
Well, I don't need to be free. I need to be promoted.
All I care about is that I'm not still an assistant when I'm 28 years old. That's when it gets really sad.
I'm 28.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. For you. That's very sad for you.
Should leave.
Bye. I made something.
Why are you so quiet? You move like a Prius. What is that?
It's a spreadsheet of everything I know about Kirsten. What she likes, what she doesn't like.
I have no idea what this is for.
Set them up. For our Cyrano.
That was a joke.
But it doesn't have to be. What's Rick's favorite food?
The filet from If You're Worried.
Where will he be at 3 p.m. today?
His son's school play.
Hey, Charlie, what does he hate?
Jeff spelled the letter G in sour cream.
We know everything about them, what they like, what they don't like. We control their entire schedule. We are the men behind the curtain. We can get them to do anything.
This is very thorough.
Thank you.
Absolutely not.
What? I
thought you... This is insane. I barely have enough time to do my actual job. And if Rick ever found out, he would fire me.
He would never find out. Charlie, this could save us.
Sorry, I gotta take my girlfriend to lunch.
Should I send this to you?
Please don't.
Oh.
Oh. Suze.
I thought we were getting lunch.
Excuse me, are those two seats taken?
Yeah, I'm sorry they're taken. I know, we were... Rick needs me to save his seats. His son's the second lead. I thought it would be like a theater picnic. Yeah, you look amazing. Had the thing go this morning.
It was good. I booked that Old Navy campaign.
That is incredible.
Look, I'm going to be traveling so much, and you're already so busy.
I'm not busy.
I don't want to be with a guy saving somebody else's seats. I want the guy whose seats are being saved, you know? I think we should...
No! Look, I know this is annoying. Ma'am, I would lay my life down for these seats. If you can't stay the same, move on. We can make this work. I'm about to get promoted. My schedule's going to be so much easier. Okay, then our seats are going to be saved. I promise. Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, I like the beer.
You got me any seats?
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to get me a masseuse. You're 3 centimeters from the stage.
What's wrong with you? I'm going to mess up my neck.
Uh-oh. Got a hot mom's here.
Holler.
I'm in. When they're boning, we're free, right?
All right, where could they meet? Where could they meet? I mean, Rick's usually at the district club.
Okay. Could she run into him there?
Yeah, sure. She can just run into him after she's been nominated by 2 current members, 1 former member, approved by the board. Also, it's a sex change because technically women are allowed.
Okay, I get it.
All Rick cares about is winning. So we just got to make your boss seem like a business deal or... a softball game.
All Kirsten cares about is her site, her brand. It's like her baby.
She shouldn't have a real baby.
How dare you? But yes, I do think that's a huge part of it. We need a meet cute. Like, every great romance has a meet cute. Like getting stuck in an elevator or something. But...
why don't we just get him stuck in an elevator?
Because how would we do that?
You don't know Creepy Tim?
A succulent.
Can you grow plants down here?
Oh, no. They just slowly die.
So, buddy, we wanted to shut down the elevator for a few minutes so two people could fall in love.
Charlie, the only thing I love more than love is love in enclosed spaces. And succulents. And you already gave me one of those, so my answer is yes.
Falcon 1, head to the Nest. We are a go for Pandora's box.
You're not in the Secret Service. You can say elevator.
We're a go for Pandora's box.
Copy that.
Oh, there she is.
Can you just stop it at her floor? Say something.
What?
Does no one look each other in the eyes anymore?
Oh. Whoa. Who's this guy?
Okay. You need to go, sir. Make your way out of there.
Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
Call it off.
It's go time.
What the hell?
Wait, what did you guys say?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, no.
Can you start it back up?
Thank you, God. Oh, I'm extremely claustrophobic. That would have been bad.
You work on a truck.
Let it go, Rick. Let it go.
Your job is to ride elevators. How are you claustrophobic?
I usually take the stairs, but today was a really big day for me.
Okay, let's not make it any worse. Why did you do that?
That wasn't me. I think it might be an actual system malfunction.
Oh, my God.
This has never happened before. Oh, irony. Fickle queen.
Yep. This is how it always starts in my nightmare. Here we go. All right, we just all need to calm down.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Stop doing that, please. Stop that right now.
I need to be free of this.
Okay,
the pants are off. I'm calling the firefighters.
No, I'm calling the real police.
Okay, this button is specifically designed for this type of emergency.
Exactly. We want the actual emergency response team, not the jack-offs assigned to the elevator squad.
No, maybe we can make a rope.
You're not going to get any service. It's already raining. Excuse me.
Look, if we press it at the same time, it'll confuse the system.
It was already ringing.
I gotta pee. I'm gonna pee.
If you pee, I will end your life.
This is stress incontinence. That is a real condition, and you are not helping.
Well, I'm gonna listen to my body.
Oh.
Don't pee.
Pee.
Do not pee in there. Do not pee in the...
It's too late. I'm dripping. Hello.
I'm not great at reading rooms, but even I can tell that was a huge success.
It was okay.
Are you kidding? That was a disaster. They hate each other.
Hate we can work with. Hate is not the opposite of love. Do you know what the opposite of love is?
Ice.
Indifference. Well, that's also very true, Creepy Tim.
People call me Creepy Tim?
No.
I love it.
Your dry cleaning's in the car, and I forwarded you Jeff's itinerary for the Simone Biles profile. Okay. Oh, and also, apparently some guy you were stuck in the elevator with asked security for your contact info.
Was it the delivery man?
No, some big shot who works in the building. I guess he has a crush on you or something. But don't worry, I told them we do not give out your number. Okay?
I heard you got stuck in an elevator with that sports reporter lady.
Kirsten Stevens. I knew I recognized her from somewhere.
Yeah, I think Mark Cuban is thinking about investing in her site. Okay, I did it. What now?
Does Rick have good Yankees tickets?
No. He watches from the bleachers like a common peasant.
Yeah, of course he does.
Charlie? Hi, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I got here so early that I thought I had time to dick around, so I went to that gift shop, then I lost track of time, and suddenly I was late.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That is not a real thing.
Yes, it is. It's the over-dick around thing. I over-dicked it.
Why are you wearing that?
Because I'm going to a baseball game? Why are you wearing that?
I'm not on the team. Why would I wear the jersey? I don't wear scrubs to the doctor's office.
I'm going to go get nachos.
I've made a mistake.
What are you doing? Come on! Bobby!
Carter?
Okay, I need a favor. We need the people in these two seats right here to make out.
What do they look like?
One is a stunningly beautiful woman with dark hair and a fierceness that's both scary and inspiring. The other is a guy.
You know I can make this happen.
You could.
Number 40, Luis Severino. Yankees 24-year-old Dominican pitcher is on the mound to start the game for the Yankees.
So, Rick's here. If you see the U, he's right above the U.
You have a telescope so I can see him? How sweet is this far back even legal?
These seats are the best. There's a community up here. I mean, you can see the whole field. And oh, there's Dennis.
Hey, hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
Dennis is the one who introduced me to the Jerry Olympics. He's a heavy weightlifting champ.
Was he bench negative 10?
Hey, I heard that, you little piss hand. I'm old. I'm not deaf. Is that your boyfriend?
Absolutely not, Dennis.
Good.
Now batting for the Red Sox, number 16, Andrew Benintendi.
Let's bring it down there!
I'm gonna take a picture of you. You post it on Tinder. You know, these guys love girls who like sports.
Are you kidding me?
They do.
Guys think that they like girls who like sports. What they actually like is a girl in a very tight sports jersey serving them wings and getting the terminology wrong. Guys like girls who like guys who like sports. Okay? Got it?
I'm kidding, dear.
Number 31, Aaron Hicks steps into the batter's box.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
It's a weird coincidence.
Here we go.
I'll be took the stairs.
How else would I get here?
No, I mean, because nobody peed. You know?
You here by yourself?
Yeah, I'm supposed to meet a colleague.
Yeah, me too, an investor. I guess he's stuck in traffic.
Swings and misses.
Oh, come on, you know it's an elite level. Like that?
The elite. Come on.
You're welcome to take this seat until my colleague gets here. It's the best seat in the stadium.
Actually, it's just the most expensive seat in the stadium. From where I'm sitting, you can hear both coaches better. But you're welcome to sit here until my colleague arrives.
Single down the right field line, and the Yankees score a run.
Thank you.
Wait. Oh, yeah! That is what I'm talking about!
All right, Yankee fans.
Oh, my God. Come on.
All right. Now look, it's Kirsten and Rick. I told you you'd find them.
All right. Come on.
Continue decisiveness there. No need to be shy.
No, we're not together. We're just... They're not going to kiss.
What? We're waiting.
Come on.
Share the love.
See, they were nervous if they gave them a little bit more time.
I know.
How about you guys?
Give them more time.
Boo!
That's the spirit.
Boo!
Now, what's the problem?
Who are you?
For a different reason, all right?
Who's next? There we go. And back to our first couple. Care to reconsider? Last chance.
No, okay. Oh, kiss! It's the law!
Kiss!
Oh, my God.
kiss for mom. Sweet.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to bark orders when your tongue is down someone's throat. We're free. The world's our oyster.
We're free. I found a Seuss.
You too. Are you taking that?
Taking that. Four?
Kind of wasted a high five.
Any sports moments make you cry?
Rick's still not here.
Neither is Kirsten.
What if a psychopath saw them on the kiss cam and followed them home and murdered them? Legally, where are we in that scenario?
Please, I have watched enough Law & Order to know that we are absolutely 100% no doubt about
it. I could use some coffee. Would you mind getting me a flat white?
Would I mind? Be my honor.
Harper at my office. Spend the night with a man.
The man you spent the night with?
Hmm? Oh, wow. That's amazing. You get it, girl.
We did not sleep together. We did everything but. I'm not the kind of person who sleeps with people on the first date anymore.
Right.
I guess it had been a while, longer than I realized.
I don't think they should hear that.
The waiting was almost tantric.
What?
I mean, even when he's being gentle, I could sense a possibility of strength in his touch. Kind of like when Coco is petting that tiny kitten. Just like petting. Petting.
Let's bullhorn. Okay, tell me something I don't know.
I did not know that.
Charlie, Kirsten just left.
So did Rick. It's daylight.
I know. Okay, I'm getting out of here before Kirsten comes back and this is all like some terrible prank. I have a date with some guy that I messaged last night and we're going to go mini-golfing.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Why is that a terrible idea?
Now you have Dave Matthews' concentration phase.
No, I don't.
I saw you write cursive one time. Go, have fun. Let him win a few holes.
Excuse me, I only have one hole.
Oh, my God, I meant it in golf.
So did I.
Hey, you're home before me. Did you finally quit? No, I got up early. Making Suze some dinner. So, Suze is coming over. That's nice. Why'd you say it like that? Why'd your voice go up?
Because, she sucks.
What? If you take away her face and her boobs, you kind of realize she's not really saying anything. That's the most heterophobic thing I've ever heard in my life. You just don't know her.
Well, how well do you know her?
I know everything about Suze, all right? We talk all the time. I text her all day.
Like?
She's from Puerto Rico. She's a model. She uses La Mer products. She doesn't like dairy. There you go.
All right, well, what do you do if you want to have, like, a intimate, meaningful conversation with somebody?
I talk to you. That's not what I'm for. That's what your girlfriend's for. She's supposed to be your best friend. That is ridiculous. You're my best friend. I've never even pooped at her apartment.
Well, whose fault is that? Should have did that the first date. Market territory.
I don't have health insurance, but Gronk got wasted at a Christmas party.
You seriously have the dream job?
Well, Kirsten has the dream job.
I love Kirsten Stevens. So cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what was she like?
She's great. She's great, really.
Yeah?
And she's so smart and hardworking and inspiring.
Inspiring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here
Let's
we go.
Do this.
Didn't go.
You're not letting me win to boost my ego, are you?
I want to destroy you. I'm just trying not to make my concentration face.
Oh, no. Why don't I just stand behind you and you can make whatever face you want?
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I sure hope that was your golf club because it felt extremely small. That's not the right thing to say.
Harper?
Mm-hmm?
My phone is broken. The voice messages aren't coming through.
Oh, really?
It works fine. There is something wrong with it!
Oh. Okay.
You know what's crazy?
I don't care.
Just how different dating is nowadays.
Why are you still talking?
You know, you still have to wait 3 days to call, but now women think the longer you take, the smaller your penis.
Get out.
This is an elevator.
Get out.
Hey there.
Please hold for Rick.
Now I'm seeing this badass bitch. She's a journalist.
Good. Dating's so much better now. Everybody's sexting and waxing.
Yo, she never shaved. Just to punish me.
I mean, if I see any hair on a woman, I'm out. See ya.
Kirsten needs to get a bikini wax.
Oh, okay. Hello to you, too. Excuse me?
Just tell her to get one. You girls, you talk about that stuff.
Oh, right. I forgot that every morning I walk in, I hand her latte, and then we talk about Merkins and the cyclical popularity of the full bush.
What's a Merkin?
It's a pubic hair wig. A wig for the pube region.
You know, I missed the time when I didn't know what that was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tomorrow morning you have that salon appointment.
What? What salon appointment?
For the bikini wax.
Bikini wax? When did I make that?
You made that ages ago. Just like an annual checkup, general upkeep.
What salon?
The one you told me to make it at?
Exhale.
Exhale. Just gonna clear out the brush, the bush brush, clear out the first impression. Just make it as smooth as a baby. I have a baby. You don't need one of those, the babies, or the bush, the brush. So many calls.
But if we hadn't have intervened, Rick would have called her too late, and Kirsten's lack of waxing would have turned him off, and then there would have never been a second date.
Okay.
We can't just kick them out of the nest. Because they're baby birds, and they're careening to their death. We have to actually Cyrano them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, that's what, you know, we've been doing up to now. That's now what we should continue to do.
You do know what Cyrano means, right?
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
So what is it?
It's when, so like, it's like two assistants are setting up their bot. Okay, I don't know what Cyrano is.
I've said it like 14
times. I know, but...
I thought I knew what it was the first few times you said it, and then it was too late to ask.
It's when a nerdy guy helps a handsome guy date the girl that he loves by telling him what to say and what to do.
That is not what we're doing. We're full-on parent trapping.
No, we're not.
Okay, I think I've seen the Lindsay Lohan classic enough times to know that we're full-on parent trapping hard.
Charlie, the point is we can't just set them up. We have to help them keep dating.
That one. He's an ass man.
Mr. Otis said you can wait in the lobby. Don't walk like that.
There are two kinds of compliments to give a woman. The things she already thinks about herself that needs confirmed, and the things she doesn't think anybody else notices about her. The second kind matters more.
Charlie, I'm going to be in late tomorrow.
Take you the rest of the day.
Took a nap today.
A nap?
Are you ready to order yet?
Not yet. But I'd love some more chips.
Sure.
Naps are great, but I got a bigger situation on my hands, Charlie. Mm-hmm. Becca's engagement party is next weekend. I need to guarantee that I can be there. It's really important for me, okay? Here's my plan. Get Rick to invite Kirsten on a romantic weekend getaway trip to Nantucket. There's a wine festival there next weekend, and you're going to plant all the information and make Rick think that he thought of it, but he didn't. We did, okay?
Okay.
And they're going to be marooned on an island with limited cell service, which means you and I are going to have an entire weekend to ourselves.
Perfect. Suze's modeling agency is throwing this fancy party next Saturday. I'm going to show up, throw out some pheromones, let everyone know she's still got a boyfriend.
Don't say the word pheromones around me.
I'm sorry. I meant chemicals secreted in my sweat to attract females to my throbbing DNA.
No.
Is that up? What? Can you just... You should probably just be a little easier on the ha-ha-has. Hmm? You find him humorous. You're not a psychotic clown.
Psychotic clown? What are you talking about?
If you really like Golf Guy, you're going to go out with three other guys this week.
Okay, why?
You remember when you were a kid? If you had three salamanders... You played with each of them every day, and they'd live for years. But then you had one salamander, and you held it, and you loved it, and you played with it, and it just died, like, immediately?
No.
Well, men are kind of like that, you know? You put too much focus on him, you know, he can sense it, you know, and then you're going to accidentally kill him, and then you got to hide him in your drawer so your mom doesn't find out.
I like my one salamander. Okay, let's get out of here.
Wait, we haven't even ordered yet.
Hello? Oh, no. I better get out of here. It's an emergency.
What?
Well, you know what? I was just about to order and pay
it's
for my
emergency.
Dinner at this very nice restaurant.
Okay.
But I guess we'll just rush straight to the hospital right now. Thank you.
An emergency? Oh, my God. The whole leg?
These things always happen when you least expect it.
I mean, I saw your phone not ring. It's not legally a crime, but we both know this isn't right.
Why do I only have a 2D printer? What am I, a caveman? There's too much paper in here. This is the digital age.
I'll have you know.
My tongue is no longer atrophy.
Code red, code black, code shit.
Code red, I cannot tell what that means, but code shit, I feel like that's bad.
Change of plans.
That is
I am not going out of town. Make sure they know the office has to be open all weekend.
Of course. Is everything okay?
Obviously. Why would you even ask me that?
Well, no reason. I'm a successful woman. I don't need to travel with a pathetic man-child who can't even feed himself.
Of course not. Here's a riddle. Would you tell me that you love Korean barbecue even though you've never eaten it?
No.
And do you know what it was?
No. And if we went there, would you refuse to let me explain how it works?
Eat raw meat rather than admit you were wrong. And then blame me when you threw it up on a hot grill.
Never. Kirsten, do you want your cotton notebook? A lot of men proposed to me in my 20s. I could be thrice divorced by now. But I'm not going to pretend to let him teach me about how the world works just so he can get it up.
Such a jerk.
I'm worried that your abrasiveness and general demeanor will hinder you in the workplace.
You put a plate full of raw beef in front of me. I think it's tartar, and I'm the idiot? I'm sorry if I expect my food to be properly cooked whilst I sit in a restaurant. What am I, a chef? Do I got a Michelin star?
You could if you wanted to.
She did this shit on purpose to make me look stupid.
This was a power play.
I don't think she was trying to power play. Can't get the image of barbecue vomit out my head now.
This shitty computer isn't taking my password.
Oh, no, that's my password!
It's my laptop.
Well, bring me my laptop.
How could you let them pick the restaurant?
Mm-mm. It was your turn to
choose. No, you chose last time.
Damn. Rick is worse than before. He tried to fire a mailman today.
Oh,
mailmen work for the U.S. government.
We have to get them back together before they kill us. I can feel it in my bones that Kirsten is capable of murder.
All right, so what are we going to do?
I don't know. It's your turn to figure something out.
Why isn't there anything in my calendar at 2 p.m.? You know I need a hard out after family events.
Oh, my, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that your lunch was with family. I'll figure it out right now. If I pay you to make my life easier, but instead you make it harder, you're useless to me. Do you understand that?
So bad news is, Kirsten ripped me a new one.
Good news is, I now have time to see Golf Guy.
Mm.
What is this? Charlie? Oh my God!
This is Rick's son's science project. Life gave me lemons, and I used it to battery power lemonade.
Can you fix it?
No. It was a masterpiece, and now he's not even gonna ribbon.
Go. Get out of here.
Save yourself.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We need a whole new project. Whole new thing. Yeah.
What about Golf Guy?
I don't want to squeeze my salamander too hard. I honestly did not know that someone could do this to lemons with their bare hands.
Rick was so pissed. I imagine if a duck were on meth, you're just like... kind of sounded like that duck.
Why do you work for this guy? Why don't you just quit?
Are you insane? I spent 3 years doing every shit errand imaginable. Can't quit. I'd literally have to start all over and all this would have been waste. Plus, Rick is the most respected VC of all time, so if he makes me an analyst, I can get a job anywhere.
But do you like the actual work?
Nobody likes the actual work. That's the point of a job. You do the best one where you make the most money.
Okay, why do you work for Kirsten?
I work for Kirsten because I want to write the kind of articles that made me cry when I was a little girl.
And Kirsten's the best sports journalist there is.
Well, has she read any of your stuff?
I haven't actually written anything or finished writing anything. My days are so long and they're so exhausting. It's like when I have time, everything I write is bad.
That is probably not true.
It is true. I think it's that I wanted to impress her and I wanted her to like me. So it's just like I worked so hard at being this great assistant and making sure she was happy that, I don't know, feels like I might have lost any writing skill I ever had.
Well, that is definitely not true.
You're a terrible assistant.
Can you pass me a few of those? You ready?
I'm ready.
What?
Yeah!
Holy shit, how does that work?
Well, the bonds in the milk connect with the DNA in the... So I have no idea. I'm not a scientist.
All the supplies are in the bag. Feels like a winner.
This isn't as good as the lemons.
He wasn't happy, but he didn't break anything, so maybe that's an improvement.
Yeah, I mean, well, technically he's right, but given the fact that we did that in the night, I think that Magic Milk should win a Nobel Prize.
Charlie! Yo!
Oh, my God. I think Rick's drunk.
What?
Yeah.
I've never seen him drunk before. He's violent when he's sober.
Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Do it with me, wife. What? Yeah, come here, nigga. Come on, man. Come on. Charlie Chicken and Grits. Huh? You don't know that shit.
You're a good guy.
Do you know that?
For real.
What?
I appreciate you. And I should tell you that more often.
Good idea.
Let's have another drink.
Okay.
Oh, no. I got it.
I hate losing, Charlie. And she thinks I'm a loser. What should I do? You're a person. What would you do?
Apologize.
No. Next.
Tell her she's good at her job. Tell her you respect what she does. Just tell her you see her.
Ew. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just... Maybe it's just what I'd want to hear.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
I see you.
What? What does that even mean?
I see you. I see you. I see you.
Lock the door.
Yes, ma'am.
I meant that as a joke.
You the boss.
Just go to your apartment. I'm serious. Rick! Rick!
rose petals everywhere. I need it to look like a massacre at a flower shop.
Nantucket is officially a go. They landed an hour. I put the champagne on Rick's credit card. Here you go.
Hotel room is all set. It's about to be Boner City in there.
Wow, okay.
Oh, someone say Boner City? Freaking love that place.
Harper, this is Duncan. It's my roommate. He's a teacher at a middle school in the Bronx.
Nice to meet you.
But he's gay, so keep your ovaries in your pants.
Well, I'll just shove him back in there.
Why are you dressed like that?
Getting ready for Becca's engagement party tonight. What are you wearing? Where are the rest of your shorts?
What? These are cool, all right? There's like short shorts on, guys.
Stop. Your shorts suck.
You know what? You guys stop it, all right? You're not friends.
I kind of feel like we're becoming friends.
Yeah, we're friends. Hey, do you want to come to this pool party?
No, I don't think so. I got to go home and finish writing this article to distract myself.
Distract yourself from what?
The fact that golf guy hasn't called me in a few days.
Like zero contact?
Yeah, but he'll call me soon because he said he was going to come to Becca's party tonight. Whatever. It's not like I care anyway.
Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Duncan.
Free booze and hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. You've convinced me. I'll be there.
Perfect. She's my plus one.
You are my plus one. I am Sousa's plus one. You're already a plus two.
So she's my plus three.
I'm his plus three.
What?
Yeah! This is DJ Danny C kicking it live in the Gangs Boy.
Yes! Do you see all the hot guys here?
Yeah, don't do that.
Everybody is so tan. Oh, my goodness.
Look at you. You look so pretty.
Duncan,
you know Seuss.
Yeah, I heard you were coming, and I still showed up. Harper?
I'm Harper.
Oh, how are you doing?
Every time. Stop.
You're very excited. Stop hugging each other. You are not friends.
We're killing it. So, you guys know each other?
It's like Battle of the Bulge over here. It's a war zone.
Hey, Charlie.
He's not going to call you, and it's not a big deal.
I slept with him, okay? I don't do that with very many people. Thanks, Duncan. First guy I ever slept with came out while he was inside of me.
I really hate to be the one that has to explain this to you. That's actually how sex works. That's not what she's talking about, bro.
He came out as a gay man.
While he was inside you?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like you don't really know until you tried it, and then once you tried it, you really know.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Golf guy wasn't like that. He was perfect.
I think your bar for perfect is really low.
Can we stop? You know what? We're going to play a little game called Hard to Get.
Hard to Get? Makes no sense. It's evolutionarily unsound. Why would a caveman want a cavewoman who was like, go get me food, and when you come back, maybe there'll be a cave for you, maybe there won't be. Men should want women that are going to keep the coziest, warmest caves. Men need shelter. I am guaranteeing shelter.
Screw golf guy.
I did screw golf guy. That's why I'm having this friggin' problem.
No, forget about it.
I will go with you to the party. I will be your other salamander.
What are you talking about? What about this?
She should see what it's like when her cave doesn't have any fire. But I'm not the cave woman. I am still the man. Let's just go.
How do you look?
Yeah. You look so beautiful. Oh,
you look incredible.
Like slutty first Holy Communion, right?
Yes. Exactly. No. This is Charlie from work.
Hey,
hi, Charlie from work.
Nice to meet you.
So... as most of you know, I have dated a lot of guys.
You're here.
And I've liked a lot of things about them. Like, yeah. And then I met Mike over here, and there was a lot to not like about him. He dresses like a stepdad, as you can see.
He listens to Creed.
Just their old stuff.
Non-ironically.
Okay, that's very good.
Every single time he hears a siren, he goes, "That's my ride."
This is super fun for me, by the way.
And yet, oh man, I am completely and totally in love with him. When I was little, my grandmother, she used to say, "You like because, and you love despite. You like someone because of all of their qualities, and you love someone despite some of their qualities." Mikey. I like you almost as much as I love you, and I can't wait to marry you. Okay, sorry, get drunk so I have fun stories to tell.
Wow, all the way to the top.
I don't think we need new shot glasses every time.
Thank you. Okay, to the last penis of my life!
Yeah.
Okay.
What
do you think?
That's my ride.
He does do it every time.
I know.
This is like Bruce Lee.
I just don't even know what's going on.
All right, just stop thinking. Nobody cares. Do it. Look at all these assholes. All right, just imagine you're paralyzed. And all of a sudden you get feeling back in your limbs. Well, now you're just like one of those blow-up air men outside a car dealership. Yep, that's... Don't be weird.
What's Rick and Kirsten's end yet?
What do you mean?
That, like, because love despite thing when, you know, there are all these, like, all these reasons why it shouldn't work out. But they don't care. Like Romeo and Juliet. Our families are mortal enemies, and yet... Rick and Kirsten don't have one.
Well, that's good. You know? They can't not like anything about each other. Not yet.
But even friendships have them. Like, Becca's wild, and she drinks too much, and she's never paid a bill on time, and yet I love her. You like expensive stuff, and let a 23-year-old walk all over you, and yet you're tolerable.
I do not let her walk all over me.
I'm sorry, where are your sunglasses? And the way we used to be.
All I knew was keep being. You talk way too fast. And you are way too nice to everyone. Except me, apparently. And yet, you are a terrible dancer.
That's not how it works. I need pizza. Like, we're here and there, you know what I mean? Because I probably had a few hours. It was like, hi, guys. Oh, my God.
You're drunk.
What? Yeah. Me? You. It's an accident. Mm-hmm. But it was also incredibly imperfect. Angel.
Yeah.
You're the love of my life. And I'm so happy for you. There's no pizza on this roof, and so I have to go.
Do you want to come with us?
I can't.
You sure?
No, I can't, but get out of here.
Love you.
Love you.
Charlie?
Huh?
It's time to go.
Hmm. Ah, man. Keep it real, though.
Miss you already.
Where do you want these?
Oh, you can just put them on the table.
You are going to let this smell out?
I wish that box was my bed.
I know this is not going to sound how I mean this to sound. I want to fuck this pizza.
I get it. You should never say that to anyone else. But I get it.
sorry. Duncan's playing third eye blind in there.
Duncan.
He's hooking up with a guy.
Duncan is gay?
What?
I'm kidding.
I cannot interrupt him.
Do you know how athletic I was? You impressed yet?
I'm so hungry. I'm too hungry.
Oh, God. You know?
Do you need some help?
Yeah.
Oh. Give me the pizza.
No, no, no. I'm going to take it up to the top.
Absolutely not. Your hands are too small.
Yeah.
Johnny.
I'm going to hold it with one hand. I'm going to move my way up this ladder.
What?
Like a monkey. Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
I got this. All right.
Oh, my God.
What?
Stop. Keep the top up. Otherwise, the cheese will slide off. Please don't drop my pizza.
What? Just stop making me laugh.
I'm serious.
Stop making me laugh.
I'm trying to. I mean it, okay?
It is in my possession. I got it.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm fine.
No, I'm tugging on my pizza.
Parkour!
This is the dining room.
Careful.
Thank God.
That looks so good.
Just choose it.
Wow. This is the best meal I've ever had. In my entire life. I should probably go home.
Fresh for the road?
Two, please. But roll it crest side out. I'm a lady. Hi. What are you doing here? Need you in my office now.
Charlie, this is Kirsten. Kirsten's assistant, Helga.
Harper. Hello.
You two should get to know each other because Kirsten and I are, well, we're getting married.
Wow.
Really?
Great. Amazing.
Wonderful.
We're flying to St. John's. We're going to elope on the beach, sunsets, all that romantic shit. We want you two to set it up.
Us, yes. Of course, obviously,
because
who else would do it?
We can do that. That's
St. John's.
How come you're not writing this down like Henrietta? What's going on?
We can make all of that happen. When do you want to go?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
That's so soon. Hopper, I'm going to be gone for so long, and there's going to be so little to do in the office, so maybe this is a good time to prep that draft on the nanogenarians you were talking about. Yes. Please, that would be wonderful. Okay.
And Charlie, I'm giving you a promotion.
What?
So when we get back, you can teach the new bastard for a few weeks and bring him up to your level.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to make this legal.
You're ridiculous.
Give me some of that.
Now? Are you still here?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
All right, we can work from the district club today, Charlie. Come on.
Sir?
So I want to throw a big party to celebrate when we're back. Invite all the usual girls. Oh, well, maybe we should have a party before the wedding. What's on my agenda this weekend?
You just have Mary's baby shower, but I already canceled that for you.
Oh, I'll go to that now.
You will?
Well, I'll finally have something that they'll want to talk about. Have a seat, Harper.
You and... okay. Oh, sorry. Just... sorry.
Listen, I'm going to give you some advice. Men don't want to date you when you're beating them to a story. But I have met someone who wants me to be strong, and he likes that I'm successful. I mean, he's a goddamn unicorn. I don't know. It feels like fate. Look, I know that I've been cunty to you.
You haven't.
Don't be one of those women that can't say cunt.
I am not.
I know I've been cunty to you, and it's partly because you're young and your skin bounces back and it annoys me, but really, it's because I want you to succeed.
What do you mean?
I see so much potential in you, but you have to have a tough skin. So if I am the most awful person, when this shitstorm of an industry is hard on you, I know that you will be prepared.
Ah, my Chef Series A is going to be such a disaster. We're so smart we didn't invest with them. Oh, don't forget to tell Kiki.
About my chef?
No, dummy, about the wedding and the date, 6 weeks before hers.
Oh, is she invited?
Send her a big bouquet of daisies, right? She hates daisies, with a note that says, ha-ha, I'm going to beat you to the altar, but tonight we're going to knock boots like we did on that Swiss gondola. Oh, and obviously...
What?
Tell Kirsten that I have a meeting or something tonight, so...
What?
I just thought,
I thought you were married to Kirsten.
Yeah, I am. Oh, which reminds me. This week, go to a ring spot, get a ring so big you can see that shit from space.
Is that right?
Food here sucks.
Charlie, you did it.
What, I didn't.
I did it. We both did it.
What are we talking about?
I know this started out kind of selfishly for us, but we made two people fall in love. We made two miserable people happy.
I thought best case scenario they'd date for like a month, but they actually really like each other. We've changed their lives. I'm proud of us. I think we did something really good.
Me too. So I was looking at the Caneal Bay Resort. They have a slot next Saturday.
Will you come help me pick out the ring?
No, absolutely not. I gotta go to the office and drop off all these things.
Please, you're better at this than me. I need your female expertise. You know what Kirsten likes. You are beautiful. You are charming. You are witty. You are clever.
Okay, fine.
Yes, great. And if you're already going back to the office, can you grab Rick's personal Amex that's on my desk?
Yes, you gotta warn me. If you're gonna send me photos like that while I'm at work. Oh, no. Of course I want them. I don't want to show them to a bunch of Japanese bankers. Okay, tonight, you need to wear that red dress. Because you look so hot in that dress, I can't concentrate.
Well, good. I don't work this hard on this body for it not to be a distraction. We're not married anymore, so you can't tell me what to wear.
Can we try that thing we did on our honeymoon?
But do you think you could see this from space?
Yes. Hi.
Oh.
Oh, is this a lucky lady?
How do you think Kirsten feels about blood diamonds?
It was so weird when I got the card. I heard Rick flirting with somebody on the phone. But I think Kirsten's in a meeting. What do you think that was?
I think it probably was. Basically, like, super sexy little voicemail for her to listen to and hear later. I think Kirsten likes Topaz. Do you think she likes Topaz?
Really sure. Do you think Kiki likes Topaz? She didn't mention it when she and Rick were having phone sex.
You tricked me. That was entrapment.
You just admitted it. You lied to me. You knew.
Look, it's one time. It was a mistake. Doesn't mean anything.
After everything that we did for him.
He's confused. All right? He just needed to get it out of his system before the wedding.
The wedding? We can't still get married, Charlie. Oh, this is for a wedding? I actually have a great selection. If I could just... We're just going to need 1 minute. Thank you very much.
Yes, they can't harbor. We can keep this from her. We control their phones, their emails. We're the men behind the curtain. She didn't have to know about this.
You want to help Rick cheat on Kirsten?
We have faked their entire relationship. And now one thing goes wrong and it's like a crime to suddenly work behind the scenes?
No. It was never okay. But now you're willing to ruin somebody's life just so you can keep dating some boring girl and work longer hours at a job that does not matter.
Okay, whose life am I ruining? Their lives? They didn't have lives. We gave them lives.
Oh, my God. You're worse than Rick. Rick is he's a selfish, superficial asshole, but he can't help it. You could be a good person, but you want to be an asshole. You are so obsessed with getting promoted and becoming Rick that you're choosing to be a piece of shit.
You stop pretending this is some moral dilemma. You are afraid not to be an assistant anymore.
That's ridiculous.
Have you actually written anything with all this free time we have? Anything? You actually finished one article, you just keep planning to. I think you'd rather run around getting Kirsten coffee than actually sit down and write something and find out you suck.
I'm telling Kirsten the whole truth. All of it.
Harper.
No, I'm sorry. That was it.
You're not under arrest. You can put your hands down. We just need to get the ring off.
This happens all the time. I mean, not the part where you two collaborate to, like, trick your bosses into dating each other and then it blows. I wasn't listening. Listen, I'm giving
you advice when it comes to love. Don't think it's like first best kid in the
neighborhood. Yeah, I'll try this. Hey. I'm sorry to just show up. Oh, thanks, honestly. You saved me. If I have to hear another woman talk about how much your nipples have changed since giving birth, I will kill myself. I swear to God, Harper. I walked in here with a fiancé, and it's like suddenly I'm a member of a club. All they want to talk about is when I'm going to have the kids. And I'm like, you know what? First, I have to be a stepmother.
I don't think that you should be a stepmother. I don't think that you should marry Rick because you don't actually like him.
Of course I do. I love him.
No, you don't. This whole thing, your whole relationship, it's not real.
What are you talking about?
Rick's assistant and I, we set you up.
No, you didn't.
We shut down the elevator so you'd meet. The Yankees game, I got you on the kiss cam. And when you guys broke up, we told him what to say. I know. Nantucket, the flowers, all of it, that was us. We made you guys think that you liked each other, but you don't know this guy. You don't like him. What you feel for him, it's not real.
You have no idea what is real. You think you understand the intimacy of a relationship? You're 25. I don't care how it started.
He doesn't see you. He slept.
Stop. Talking. You're fired.
What?
Get out.
The tickets booked?
Yes. They are for the wedding.
Cool.
Kirsten, Stephen's office.
I know you don't want to talk to me right now, but just hear me out.
Harper?
I'm covering Kirsten's desk. Can I help you with something?
No. Thank you.
Oh, coming to drinks later?
Be better.
She pushed harder than she pushed herself, and she put, this is not working.
Mom, turns out touring wedding venues is so much more fun than touring colleges because of all the like free food and booze that, oh, I gotta call you back. Oh, my God, it is like a tornado hit a Chinese. Hey, are you okay? Why are you not at work? Harper!
Because I got fired.
Really? That's amazing! Congratulations! Right? You okay?
I spent so much time there. Like, and I never wrote a single article. No, Kirsten hates me, and she'll never help me. I'm bad at this. I've been trying to write the same article for months, Becca, and it's so bad I can't finish it.
Ow!
Of course your first draft is going to be bad. It's going to be terrible. And then you know what you do, Harper? You go back and you make it better. But you can't make it better until you actually do it. You're not a bad writer yet. You need to stop feeling sorry for yourself and just write something bad. Yes, Kirsten was mean. But you learned so much from her. You just never had the time to use it. And now, but you got the time. So get off your bony little ass and just do it. Okay. I'm going to write the shittiest article ever written.
Yes!
Okay?
It's gonna suck ass. I can't wait to read it. Okay. I got this. Okay. Are you cleaning this up? Are we gonna hire someone? I am not leaving this chair until I write an entire article.
Great. That's great news for me.
Can I get some free chips and water, please?
I've always wanted to eat here. This is where I came through Kanye's half birthday party.
Our best table.
This is exciting. Oh my God. This is the best meal I've ever had.
The best meal I ever had was a $5 pizza thrown up a fire escape.
What?
This sucks. This whole place sucks. It smells weird. It's far too quiet and... I mean, this steak is delicious. It is not worth $70. And you and I, we never talk about anything. I don't want to be an asshole.
You sound insane. Just eat your steak.
Oh, if my 15-year-old self would see me right now, he would punch me in the dick. I don't want to do this anymore, Suze.
But you're my backup.
You know what? Order whatever you want. On me.
Wait, what am I doing?
You're not my girlfriend anymore. Give me that.
I'm not Rockefeller. Harper, you're right. Can't let him do this. I'm going to JFK. Meet me at the terminal. The cheap one. Don't have time. Leave him the code. I need a taxi. I gotta get to the airport right now. I gotta stop someone from getting married. Flight leaves in... Well, I got like 4 hours.
And we've been to Times Square. And what about museums? Should we go to the Met?
I don't know. I mean, do you like stunningly beautiful art that makes you re-examine what it means to be human?
Yeah.
And yeah, the Met's worth it. In fact, it may still be open if you go right. Oh my God! I did the over dick around thing. Rick?
Hey, did I forget something?
Yeah, you're a bastard. I don't want to be like you. I'm not gonna be. I don't want the promotion. I quit.
Okay.
Kirsten, don't marry him.
Do it, honey. Go with the young guy.
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, she's a very handsome woman. Just not what's going on here.
Charlie, you're fired as fuck.
I literally just quit. Kirsten, I know you don't know me, but I know you. Because all Harper does is talk about you. And even when she's complaining about you, she's really complimenting you. I know how hard you work, and I know what a badass you are, and I know you don't put up with any shit. So don't put up with his. I don't know what you think you're getting out of this, but you deserve better. You are better.
Oh, my God. Gave myself goosebumps.
He's crazy. You realize that, right? Hmm?
What's my favorite food?
Your favorite? Steak tartare.
Green curry, you douchetard. She likes it medium spicy from Thai Leaf on Broadway.
What's my favorite place?
Kiki, I can't. This is ridiculous. Why are we... Kirsten. Your name is Kirsten.
Squam Lake, New Hampshire, you douchetard. Charlie, I know that you're no longer his assistant, but could you please strike wedding from his calendar?
Absolutely.
Are you being stupid?
No, no, no. Kiki's short for Kirsten.
And are about to receive the greatest tip in the history of the service industry. Okay, technically I don't have my wallet on me, but tomorrow...
Leave this place and never return.
Hey, what do you want?
You live here? It's disgusting.
Wait, hold up.
I'm sorry. I need some information on my wife, my ex-wife.
Like what?
I guess her assorted favorites, as in favorite foods, flowers, clothing.
Are you serious?
Look, I realize I should know this, but you used to do all this stuff for me, and. I want her back.
I have an old Kiki file. I'll send it over to you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate this.
Rick! Hey, you still work for this guy? Nope. It's Soy. Nice seeing you, Rick. Bye, Rick.
Hi.
Oh, thank God you're here. I can't find that piece on lesbian soccer players in Nigeria.
Probably in your deleted folder.
Also, I can't find Julie's number.
You made me change it to Satan in your contacts.
Also, come back to work.
What?
You crossed every line ever. I genuinely considered setting you up for a white-collar crime and just letting you rot in jail. But I understand in some ways what you were trying to do. I mean, you're not an unintelligent person. I don't know how you did all this. I mean, this place is falling apart without you. Come back and do it with me.
I learned so much from you. You're my hero. But if I want to actually be a writer, I have to stop making excuses not to write. So I can't be your assistant. But I'd love to help you find a new one.
You're fired again.
Yeah, I still have to get my stuff, so this is awkward.
Have you written anything?
Have I written anything? Yes, I have. I have written something.
It's right here. Let's go over it. Tell me something I don't know.
Okay.
Twilight.
Even that title is, you know...
No, I like it.
Like
I love
it?
The title.
Okay, I like it, too. I mean, I could like it.
This is about the geriatric Olympias.
If I spend too much time on Gilda in the beginning, people will know that she's going to die. Let her death be a twist. Hold off until after Harry wins his first match. What are you doing here?
Okay, Kirsten told me to meet her. What are you doing here?
Oh.
She's staring at us.
Yes, she.
I Googled it, so I know what it means now.
Why are you dressed like that?
I don't work here anymore. Yeah, I quit working for Rick. Starting over. 28. Actually, I'm a temp, which is technically lower on the totem pole than an assistant, which is kind of a kick in the nuts, but it's kind of cool. I get to see a bunch of different jobs, find out what I actually like. I like you so, so much. You're not hard to get at all. You're hard to earn. So much better.
You displayed a total lack of character when it mattered.
I know.
Charlie, you have the romantic and sexual personality of a seventh grader.
Seventh grader? I mean, I feel like it'd be at least high school.
You wear suits to sports games.
What? You're a know-it-all.
You are unbelievably bad at beer pong.
You're a sore winner, and you use too many exclamation points.
And yet,
thank you.
Feel joy. Maybe I love love in open spaces too.
Give me a chop, chop, chop.